In the Netherlands, lawmakers have approved plans to expel 26,000 people seeking political asylum. Conservative leaders praised the move, which would force failed asylum seekers to leave. Dutch refugee groups have protested the measure, and asylum seekers, many of whom have been in the Netherlands long enough to start families, have threatened to go on a hunger strike. Reporter Gregory Crouch is in Nijmegen in the Netherlands. What would this legislation do?
Well, the parliament has more or less given its blessing to a plan by the center-right government to expel failed asylum seekers. These folks have been in the country for up to 10 years and have been appealing rejected requests to stay. They'll now have the chance to leave voluntarily, possibly with some money from the government and a one-way plane ticket back home, home being, in many instances, the former Yugoslavia, Iraq, Afghanistan. If they don't leave voluntarily, then the government intends to force them to go to what are called special departure centers, where they would then be deported. Some of the stories that are involved with this legislation or are affected by this legislation are heartbreaking. Some of the immigrants have had children since they arrived in this country, children who only speak Dutch. They don't speak the language of their native country. And some of them have married one another. There's a story of a Syrian man who married a Jewish woman from Romania. Both are slated to be deported. The Romanian woman can not go to Syria, of course, and the Syrian man can't get a residence permit in Romania.
When will the legislation go into effect?
Well, it still has to pass the first chamber here, but that in all likelihood will happen. So the expulsions could begin as early as this summer and are slated to be carried out over the next 3 years.
Why has public sentiment turned against asylum seekers?
One has to keep in mind that the Netherlands had perhaps the most liberal immigration laws in all of Europe. So this is a bit of a backlash, frankly. And it's the legacy of Pim Fortuyn, the anti-immigration populist who was assassinated 2 years ago by an animal rights activist. Many Dutch are horrified by this legislation, actually, but the problem is that the nature of Dutch cities is changing. A city like Rotterdam is almost 50% immigrants now, and so the Dutch have this feeling that, you know, the country is no longer Dutch. That's one bit of this. The second is that I think the politicians in The Hague are very concerned about the rise of a leader similar to that of Pim Fortuyn. There are one or two who are sort of standing in the wings, and I think that this is a measure to try and prevent such a thing from happening again.
26,000 is a lot. That's the size of a town. Are any of these people facing political difficulties when they go back to their countries of origin?
They are, in fact, and the Dutch have made some exceptions. I believe something like 2,000 refugees have been granted residence permits, or will be soon. But the rest are cleared and going to be deported, or as the Dutch would rather say, expelled.
Reporter Gregory Crouch in Nijmegen in the Netherlands.